What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We are getting ready to close out season four. Actually, this is the season finale. It's been one hell of a ride. We have Big O and Cookie in the house. What's up, guys?
Not much.
What's up?
Well, I guess, you know, like they say, all good things must come to an end. And so season four was I'd say, a very good thing. And this is the last episode. But again, we've been renewed for season five. So we are...
Suckers.
I don't know how the fuck we did that, but we did it. Good job on blowing whoever you blew to get us here.
You're welcome.
Who is actually the review board that actually says that we are renewed for another season?
I have no idea, but they've a group of people that are very drunk.
Very drunk, very high, highly drunk.
Right. Some people that...
on peyote, probably.
Some people that were clearly not paying attention.
At all.
They're gonna wake up in season five and go, "We did what?"
They dropped the ball multiple times.
Yeah.
Multiple. How these fuckers get back in for season five?
You see people flipping through. They renewed these fucking assholes? God damn.
As they go past us to the vagina monologues.
Which I'm also on. Check it out.
You can catch them on season three, episode 28.
I thought you were on the beanstalk.
Talking about vagina.
So it has been one crazy year. Well, not even a year and a half. We'll say a year and a half. We'll just lump 2020 into this shit because, yeah. It's all been one big fucking blur.
One big pile of shit.
One big goiter on the back of your neck.
You saw it.
I didn't want to say nothing. I didn't want to make it weird.
I sent him the picture.
No. I like it. It's a topic of conversation.
What'd you name him? I saw you put some eyes and a mouth on him.
Redondo.
Why? Because he hails from Spain?
No, like the beach.
Oh, okay. Because that's where he was birthed?
Uh-huh. That is correct. Random facts for 400.
Nice. Medical waste.
And, you know, we started off strong with, you know, some really good comedians, and we saved one of our faves for last. And I think it's fitting to close out this season with some of the stylings of Mr. George Carlin. Carlin is a five-time Grammy-winning comedian. He's a legend. Some of the first appearances that I saw him make, well, not there, but was in 1965. And his edgy, kind of no-transitional, somewhat political, but like very real-world humor, you know, jokes that stood the test of time and still, like, to this day, like, if you go back and listen to his material again, it's still applicable now.
I like when he sold out and he was on Shining Time Station.
Was he Thomas the Train too?
Yeah, something? He was the conductor.
Yeah, you're right.
Good for him. A paycheck's a paycheck.
Him and Ringo
Starr.
You
know, Thomas, the world doesn't like the fucking government. Let me tell you why, you piece of shit.
I missed that episode.
That was one of my favorites.
Yeah, he talks about prime time special. That one.
Yeah, a very special Shining Time Station.
Government and glory holes.
Yeah. Oh wait, I did see that one.
And you know the so we figured we'd go ahead and give you our little State of the Union since it's been a year and a half, and we're going to go ahead and recap the last year and a half because then, you know, season four started off in 2020, so we'll go ahead and lump that piece of shit in.
Wait, did you say weed?
Yes.
Nice. Yes. Catch. Nice catch. You got that.
I'm like, yes, have some.
Enjoy.
Like Ghostbusters, like Moranis, he was all, should I have some? He's like, yes, have some. Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
And so we, you know, we sat down, got to thinking, like, fuck it, let's recap. And in case you're, you know, one of the new listeners that's tuning in, we'll go ahead and recap it for you. And it's, you know, it's been, like, it's just been shit. Like, it's, I don't know if you've looked at it lately, like, really taking a look at it. It's fucking embarrassing. Like, just the state of things, the gas shortage, the lumber shortage, getting vaccinated, shit closing down, shit opening back up, the fucking bullshit with the elections, the fucking race paradigm shift, the, you know, the fucking, not to mention the fucking COVID, the whole reason that
masks are political, not science.
You're right.
Thank you, Karen.
And so now, like, the, you know, the outbreak of the, or the uprising of the Karens, the temper tantrums at Walmart because people don't want to wear a mask and people want them to wear a mask and people don't want to get vaccine or get the vaccine because it's not safe. But these are the same assholes that'll put a fucking trash bag of gas in the fucking back of their car and take it home.
Hey. I told you that in confidence.
Tiger King, Carol fucking Baskin.
Right.
What a gem. What a gem.
God damn. So much shit.
I mean, I don't know. So, unemployment's ending. They, you know, they dicked people around. They said, you're going to get money. And then they signed up and.
Just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. And then when you call or Yoink. you would call, there was a recorded message that said, we're experiencing too many calls to assist you at this time. Please try your call again later. And then it just hangs up on you.
So instead of helping anybody, we're not going to help anybody.
Stimulus checks. Fucking all that shit, man.
So, I don't know. Of all that, what stands out to you guys, like, the most?
Well,
Tiger King.
Tiger King.
I mean, how could you not get that stood out of your mind? That one fuck meth guy with only three teeth in the front and Carol fucking Baskin. I mean, come on. That's gold. We need to get him out of jail. If not, they have one more season of Tiger King.
Right?
Right? Or maybe they could just do it in there.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't usually play with snakes, but he's playing with them a lot, I think, in there.
That's what I heard. That is what I heard.
You know, for him, you think it'd be like, great going to prison, like
that's his Disneyland,
right?
I think he's a power top, not a power bottom, and that's why he doesn't like it in there, because he's the bottom.
Oh, it happens. You have to be versatile.
He starts crying when he gets there. This is my Graceland.
This is bullshit. I'm a scrawny man.
Imagine he comes out of there all fucking super fucking yoked out.
Well, at least he did something with his time.
That would be awesome. Fucking Jake Pauls himself out.
And then, which is Carol Baskin getting the sitcom based on her?
Her life, yeah. That is fucking hilarious. That's just going to make for good television.
How to fuck people and kill them too.
Yeah.
At the end, the series closes with, hey, honey, what do we need this big ass meat grinder for?
None of your business.
And then it just fades to black.
Yeah.
She's I like up hamburgers. Shoes. Shut your fucking mouth.
And when was the last time we had a gas shortage that, like, you can remember where, I mean, it's not that it was just expensive. It just
gas. I thought you said gash. There's plenty of women in this, you know, everywhere.
So. Gash shortage. That is disgusting.
Cookie don't mind that, but you know, yeah. It's mindful for us.
Yeah. gas shortage. All the gash. Jeez.
Well, there was one in late 90s, I believe, but it wasn't that big. It was just an OPEC thing that where they had a deal. They were trying to starve America out a little bit in order, you know, to hold posture and make more money. Not that they weren't making billions already. And then, you know, the U.S. government started doing a couple things to try to get more gas somewhere else. And we pretty much put them in their place for a little bit. And then there was another time in the 2000s where they did the same thing. And that's when we started the fracking,
you know, situation in America where people's faucets and water start pissing out fire and electrocution, all sorts of weird shit coming into homes. So, you know, it's happened a couple times.
Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah, no, and it like, I guess we should check in with the TV nerds to see how they're doing, because they're in that part of the country, and I guess they're not driving around too much. I think Gabe was traveling, but I don't think he was traveling by car.
Probably not.
Well, you know, he did invite us to his flop house out there, so if we ever want to go to Florida and visit them.
Yes.
Hey, we might just do that.
Why are there so many used needles laying around?
In that case, it would be what, Cuban rice and beans?
One man's trash. One man's trash.
All I see is a bunch of insulin needles that I could reuse. All right.
Yes.
And so, you know, this whole thing started with the fucking Rona, and that threw everything into disarray and like in total chaos, really. And, you know, shut down a bunch of stuff, and a bunch of people lost their jobs. So then when they lost their jobs and the system really got put to a test, then you come to find out how big of a piece of shit that system really is, and like how many people were like without any kind of income because the antiquated systems, because the level of incompetence, you know, not enough staff, all that shit to like, you know, to sustain when like the shit really hit the fan. And so it's just one of those things. It's like, come on, man. Like, this is what my taxes are going towards. Is, you my know, if taxes. If I did my job like that, I'd be fired on the fucking spot. Like, how come these people get a fucking pass?
So people are put into government to keep the government flowing if there's an event going on. But a lot of these people are just sitting in there getting paid by the lobbyists and not doing dick. Instead of, you know, coming up with, you know, outlines and forums and everything else to get everything keep moving. If a situation happens for a pandemic, for who knows, a nuclear attack, whatever, they're not doing their job. They're just sitting around jerking each other off saying, oh, good, look what I did and put into this, you know, piecemeal act. They're not following through and making sure the people are taken care of. And that's part of the problem that we have these people in there, you know, in government as a lifelong event rather than a term event. And they're living their lives in million-dollar fashions while they get paid to do shit, nothing, you know, just shitty work, basically.
Not doing dick, eh?
Yeah, that's it. And you know that, right?
Take one for the team. Do the
dick. Yeah, you do well.
Yeah, I try my best.
And it kind of has like that trickle down effect, right? Because then you cut off people's money, and so they're already pissed off in a bad mood. And then flash forward to all the fucking the racist bullshit that fucking hit the mainstream, because now social media is what it is. And then you had the fucking killing of George Floyd, and then everybody lost their shit over that. And then there was fucking riots, and then the looting started. And it's like, nobody thought it was going to happen. Really? You made people broke and then gave them no way to fucking get unemployment. And then you start pulling your shit like for the world to see.
Yeah. You figure these people are unemployed. They have nothing but time. And this is when you're going to act out. We have video cameras.
Yeah.
We can record the whole thing.
Yeah. Everybody's at home. They got nobody. It's like fucking dumb and dumber. We got no food. We got no jobs. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Pretty birdie. Pretty bird.
Harry, I took care of it.
Let's not forget one thing. You know, Floyd and everybody else that lost their lives, it just wasn't him. There was plenty of black people. There was plenty of Mexicans. There's plenty of white people. Hell, some Chinese got beat up. You know, it's just been all over. It's not just one race. It's everybody. And it's not just, you know, the poverty. It's people that have been put into poverty, people that were actually making a low income or, you know, actually making an income. Now they're stressed out to a point where they react to certain things that they wouldn't normally react to. And the government's allowed this to happen. When you allow that to happen, guess what happens? People in government get more power. When people in government get more power, we get less, you know, rights. Hopefully it doesn't go down that route, you know, and I don't want to sound like, you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist, but, you know, it's just these things happen. And when they happen, it just becomes more apparent what they're, you know, in their mind is circulating and happening. Just look at the riots that happened in L.A. Look at everything that's happened all over the place. Look at Detroit falling. Look at all the cities that are collapsing because, you know, the infrastructure is not there. It's just happening more and more and more.
Yep.
One of the, you bring up the riots in LA. One of my fucking favorite moments of that riot, and I was watching the news, and these people were pushing a dumpster, and they're trying to like smash. They were gonna try to smash through one of the TV station gates, right? And there's a guard on the other side with like not with a fucking rubber beanbag gun, like a real fucking gun. And they're still trying to like get through anyways. Well, there's this one asshole that's between the group, the gate, and the trash can, and so the group doesn't see him because he's got like two big ass trash cans, and they're pushing it and they're like picking up speed, and they launch one of these things, and that fucker's not looking. That fucking can hit him. He went flying into the gate, and then the fucking can fucking smashed him into the gate again.
Dang it, man.
So what you're saying is we had our own Tiananmen Square.
Oh, man, that was fucking awesome. Yeah, it was fucking hilarious. It was just like, blah.
It just made for decent television.
If I was the fucking guard, there's no way my pants were dry at the end of that. I was pissing all over myself laughing.
Comeuppance.
And just like that link, you know, just like the other two, like trickle down again. And so then now you have people put into a situation where they've never been put into before. And because, see, here's the thing, like if you're living below, like at or below that poverty line, you already know what it's like to fucking, you already know what the struggle is like. That is your life. And so like you just get used to it and you go on about your day. But other people that don't know the struggle, once they get put into that like fucking position where like this, hey motherfucker, this is how people live, you know, in other parts of the city every fucking day of their life. And now fucking it's happening to you. And so then I think that in part, you know, really helped with the fucking rise of the Karens, because then after that, after, you know, people got to that point where they're now in a situation where it's, you know, they have less than what they're used to. Mm-hmm. Then the complaints start, and then that's when fucking, you know, generation participation trophy like really kicked in.
Yeah,
right, you know what I mean? And so then the complaints start flying left and right, and then you see more and more of these videos of these fucking Karens like starting to pop up everywhere.
Yeah, when black people, when Mexicans complain, nothing happens. But when white people complain, oh boy, Beverly Hills is on fire.
Can't help them fast enough.
That's right. Yeah, you know, heaven forbid they have a piece of toast with tomato sauce on top of it. We're talking tomato sauce in a can, a little bit of cheese, and that's their pizza.
No.
Oh, my God, the world's going to end.
Mm-hmm.
Smack.
I didn't have French toast when I was a kid at times. I got toast. I put it on a plate and put syrup all over that motherfucker. That was my French toast, pancakes.
Delish.
And then what came out of that was armchair activists, right? Like people that are like, oh, well, this is terrible and this is that and this should be going on and this is racist. And it's like, bitch, this has been going on. Like, where the fuck have you been? Just because it's now, barely making it to your cell phone or barely making it to your fucking TV doesn't mean the shit hasn't been going on for fucking ever.
I thought it makes a difference. Let me post it.
Right.
No one cares what you're thinking.
Hey, who the fuck are you? What the fuck are you saying? Shut the fuck up. You don't have a podcast.
No one's listening.
Yes, we have a fans only. You can look at it for $29.95 a month and just go on late night.
Discount code.
So, like, yeah, no, it's just... And then, so I guess having that happen, and then, you know, so there's no, I mean, it was kind of, you could see this thing, this one coming a little bit, right? I mean, like, you know, first the money went away, then, well, first the jobs went away, then the money went away, then, then they start fucking doing their fucking racist bullshit even more. And then after that, people start complaining, and then they try to introduce the vaccine into the mix, and which would have been fine if, you know, like they didn't have any that, like, you know, didn't work, like the Johnson & Johnson one.
Yeah, Johnson & Johnson was an anal injection. They were fucking everybody on that one.
And the thing is, like, they, I mean, it held true to its word. Like, those people didn't die of COVID.
Nope. They died from the vaccination, though.
You know, like, could you imagine the fucking lawyers or the lawyers trying to defend that one in court? Your Honor, it didn't say anything about not, it didn't say anything about not dying from the product. It just said you weren't going to die of COVID. And that, damn it, they didn't die of COVID.
Well, let's be totally honest about this. Out of the, what, five different manufacturers of those vaccinations, none of them are going to get any repercussions from anybody. And the reason for that is the government's been pushing this. And that's why, you know, when you get a vaccination, you're signing off on it. You're putting your life at risk. And that's why there's a lot of anti-vaxxers. And I'm not saying they have the right state of mind, but that's the reason for it. And they don't want to be part of it. They want other people to get killed. So they were pushing for, like, homeless people for, oh, here in Arizona, some of the first vaxxers were supposed to be the paramedics, you know, fire department, police department. And guess what? The Indian reservation. So, you know, you wonder who are actually testing these things and why are we putting them up to those risks? And I understand that they need it and people need to be vaccinated. But we really need to have more, you know, better thought process on who we test and how we test for the process of having a pandemic in the future. And if that doesn't happen, we're going to run into another situation like this again.
It's like, we got how many people on death row? Like, can't we start there? Right? They're going to fucking die anyways. You fucking test it on them. Like,
yeah.
It's not like they have a choice.
I think they're concerned about what they're putting into their body.
Like, when wait a minute. Did you just put Smucker's jam into my arm?
Yes, I did.
And it's like when they kill him, they fucking wipe the area with alcohol, right? Like, to sanitize. Like, why? It's just like, done.
Looks like Harv won the bet this week.
Every time, Harv. Every time.
God damn it, he had 20-1 odds too. You know, it's just weird, you know, how this stuff goes through and nobody thinks of these things. And the people in politics especially don't think about this thing because they're thinking about their own asses half the time.
Me too. I'm thinking about their asses half the time.
Got Arnold Schwarzenegger. Look out, get down, get in my buttocks.
Done, done, and done. What next?
Like Eddie Murphy said in one of his stand-ups, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger going on the Merv Griffin show. Ooh, Arnold. Ooh, you're so strong. You know, Merv, I can butt fuck you with my nipple and break your fucking ass off. Ooh, we'll be back after many commercials. Ooh.
Yeah, no, it's just, and, you know, so Trump's out of office and, you know, still trying to get back in. We had the whole, like, insurrection thing. And
who the fuck did we get?
Yeah.
We got a fucking molester kissing all these women all over the place, falling down the stairs, looking like the boy from fucking Deliverance playing a fucking banjo.
Right? And fucking.
At least he doesn't discriminate.
And his and this fucking cocksucker's biggest worry is what I'm smoking, if it's flavored or if it has menthol. Give me a break. Hey.
Don't piss off Cookie here, okay? Don't talk about
cocksuckers. Move over, like Ronald that. Reagan. We have America's new grandpa.
Well, you know, let's not forget, you know, there's the biggest uptick that we had in this year coming up into 2021 is cryptocurrency.
Dogecoin.
Dogecoin, man.
Sounds that's dirty. I like it.
Yeah, no, that's what everybody's talking about. That's the end thing. Dogecoin, you know, all the cryptocurrency. They got all these wallets. Fucking Robinhood stealing from the rich and not giving it to the poor, just keeping it for themselves. You know, what the fuck's going on with this world? You know, how come they're not shut down? I got on an app with Robinhood and they're still doing trade-ins. They totally fuck people when they lock up the, you know, the trading system on their system because they can't handle the influx or they don't want to see that stock go way up or way down. Well, if you give that to the people, guess what? That's what they're going to do. So why should you still be in business?
Yeah, and it's fucking crazy. Like, I made some you ever fucking do that where you pull out too early and then you get a cramp in your forearm? I fucking basically did the equivalent of I basically <Every time. laughs>
Well, are we still talking about money?
Yeah, well, money shot. So
same difference.
So, like, I we had money on Dogecoin, and I was like, shit, so I needed a car repair, and I was like, fuck, if I, you know, I could pull out like $800 and repair the car and, you know, be good. Fuck, maybe I should just leave it in there. I was like, I only left a couple hundred in there. So like, you know, I took the money out, I got the car fixed. And then, a week and a half later, the shit fucking, I was all motherfucker.
Couldn't sit for a week, could you?
I was afraid my fucking car was going to leave me stranded somewhere. So I was like, nah, fuck that.
Not you today. Know, not today.
So the government, you know, they put in place the FICA, you know, to make sure that if something goes down, you got money in the bank. They made sure that people wouldn't go and storm the bank and take all their money out, because all a bank is not to hold your money. They take your money and they invest it in properties and everything else under the sun, whether it be legitimate or not legitimate, they got your money in it. And that's what your money's doing. So if you take it out, then they lose all that money, everybody losing the banking system. And now we have Robinhood. And guess what's going to happen? They're going to lose all the money. But it's not in Robinhood. It's in stocks. So if the stocks drop, it's because your dumbasses go in and take out multi-million dollar, you know, bailouts from your stocks on there instead of letting it ride and let the company go through it. People don't understand how they work. Hell, I'm not a stock analyst, but I do know this. If I put money into it, I'm letting it sit. If it doesn't make any money over a period of time, then I will take it out and transfer it over. But people aren't that smart. They just see the money go up. Oh, I made a couple hundred dollars and take the money out, and then the stock drops again.
Motherfuckers. Yeah. Let it ride. Just let it ride.
God damn it. You said it right, my yes. man. Take $800 out to fix your goddamn car.
And it, and hey. I've already told him.
No, but it's right on. Like, if you ask the average person, like, how, you know, you ask a stranger, how does stocks work? They're probably not going to know, other than
one foot at a time.
Mine go up to my knees.
So, but you know, it's interesting. So it's like, what other things can you like randomly ask strangers or randomly tell strangers? And, you know, we thought about this because we, you know, we're talking about Carlin, and one of his bits was keeping people on their toes. And so, you know, it was like stuff like you go to walk into a gift shop and ask them for your gift. You know, tell them I came in here to get my gift. I figured it'd save you the trouble of having to go look for me.
You're welcome.
You know, you walk into you run into any convenience store on a Sunday and then yell at them, are you open on Thursday? And wait, they'll respond and then yell, thank you, and then run out. Let them figure it out. So, you know, it's like, what other random things could you just walk up to? Do you think you could pull this off? Walk up to a stranger with a straight face and just ask him.
Like, does this look infected to you?
Yeah, it does. You should probably get a doctor to see it.
And put your pants back on, please.
I'm sorry.
When you're checking into a hotel, if a clerk asks if you want the porn disabled, the fuck kind of sicko do you think I am? Of course I don't want it disabled. How much extra is it?
What are we talking about here?
You just ask a random person, hey, if somebody was born in a whorehouse, does that make them a brothel sprout?
Yes, it does.
When you're in a new town, just yell out to a big crowd, how much do pocket pussies go for around here?
Pocket pussies.
Ask him, excuse me, how do you punish a kid that's into BDSM? You can't spank him, obviously. What do you got?
You can't choke him. Oh. How about if you walk into a bathroom and you talk to the manager on the way out and ask him how big his pipes are because you think it's clogged?
How much shit is too much shit?
Enough to clog your sink.
Enough to clog the pipes.
Oh, well, I was thinking the sink because it's got the garbage disposal.
Oh, you're right. Always two steps ahead, Big O.
What are you grinding in there? Nothing, just shit.
Random shit.
Where you just walk up to somebody and go, excuse me, I have nothing to say. Thank you.
Good day.
You know, asking if, you know, wieners are actually in hot dog wieners.
Hmm. I thought they were. I really thought they were.
I'd love to see you eat a corny dog.
A corny dog. Well, I have one right here.
Oh.
Check our OnlyFans account.
Do discount they have hush puppies at the base?
Yes.
He's all hopefully two.
Anatomic accuracy is what I'm about.
He's one, all two, three.
It's one, just one, the Hitler edition.
You know, and George Carlin also said, try wearing a red hat and walking down the street and see how many Trump supporters, you know, yell out to you, or Trump, you know, protagonists yell out to you, a Nazi, calling you a Nazi, and turn around and all they see is just a red hat.
Make America great again. Holy fuck.
My God.
I'm still waiting. Because that whole last year and a half
didn't really pan out, did
that
it?
That wasn't great. I'm pretty sure we can do better. You know what? This whole fucking year and a half needs a web redemption.
Right? Oh,
God, yeah.
Do over.
Yeah, man. That's rough. I'm not sure.
Well, both you have kids. Speaking of web redemption and shitty years, we were literally just talking about this in regards to like the at-home learning and like the grasping the concepts and really like taking accountability. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was super shitty. I don't have kids. I have nieces and nephews, but
You don't have to rub it in.
I know, right? Bragging much. But I just thought it was ridiculous. Speaking of that, participation ribbon. Like a generation, like I've heard numerous school districts saying that they're just going to pass their kids on to the next grade. It be just because like that learning curve of, oh, well, even though you failed, we're still going to let you go to the next grade because of the pandemic. Like, that's so stupid. Like, how come so many people were able to acclimate to it, but yet these ones that just did nothing are still getting the same? Like, that's so fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
Going back to like the shitty year and like how fucked up society is and how like, oh, good job, you showed up and did nothing, but you're still gonna get to like move on.
Because they don't want
to
fucking deal with them either. Yeah. Just like keep past like fucking, you
that's
know,
true, that's probably like the most accurate
through,
thing
moving through like fucking like a machine producing widgets, you know what I mean? Just like pass them through, fuck it,
you flunked eighth grade, you'll probably flunk high school too,
like fuck. Yeah. QA, there's the military, keep going. Like,
yeah,
keep in mind too, these teachers don't teach relevant, you know, you know, government stuff, you know, personal stuff, or not personal stuff, a society, you know, in general teachings, you know, what they should be teaching them, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic, and, you know, basic social studies. They're not teaching them that. You know, when my kids were little, my older ones, and I told them about the gold standard and how we're not on the gold standard and how, you know, money is just paper, it's not really anything special, their minds kind of opened up. And when I explained to them all the facets of that concept, then they understood exactly what was happening around them. They understood about the money. They understood about, you know, people exchanging these dollar bills, so to speak, for goods and services that aren't really backed by anything. And when you, there's actual show on Netflix that talks about, you know, information about, you know, the society. And one of the things they talk about is China's growth spurt and why they're so rich and why they're caught up to the US and almost surpassing them in millions and billions and trillions of dollars. And once you understand that, you understand why we're failing. You understand why we're not doing so good, because the economy that they got over there and their socialism, communism, whatever you want to call it, is for the government. It's not for the people. And when you look over here, it's similar, but not the same. We say, you know, this money is for, you know, whoever earns it, but realistically it's not. The government could take it away. They could seize it. They could stop it. They can put high rates on houses. They can take anything away from you anytime they want. So are we really living in a democracy or Republican, you know, society? We're not. We're cash is king, and, you know, we're kowtowed to the government.
True. Yeah, no. And it, it's it's gonna keep going like that until fucking people like start taking accountability for the fucking the shit that they're responsible for. It's like, come on, man, like just change already. Like, it, obviously, it ain't working. Like, time to fucking steer the ship in the other direction. Like, either try to pull out of the nosedive or fucking put the gas to the floor and like fucking zero that motherfucker out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just.
All or welcome nothing. To 2021, baby.
Yeah, it's either it's time to shit or get off the pot.
Jazz hands.
All that jazz.
I don't know. I don't like getting fucked up the ass, you know, and with a ball gag in my mouth and my hands tied behind my back. Calm down.
Tell me about it.
But you know what? That's what seems to be happening more often than not.
Yeah, and it's
a constant.
Eventually, I mean, if this isn't, if this whole fucking like last 2 years isn't rock bottom, I'm not really sure what is, and I don't know if I care to see it.
Right.
Yeah, like if this isn't the worst, then like this is where I tap out.
America's all like, if you can't handle me at my worst, you can't have me at my best.
I think that's what I'll be doing on my deathbed, just dying laughing.
Right. Every time.
It's so fucked. You're fucked. Everybody's fucked.
Take the cock out.
Wait a minute. That was in my last will and testament. I'm not taking that out.
So it... I really hope, like, fucking now that shit's reopening, that things will start to trend the other way, more good stuff will happen instead of more shit that just makes me sit there and go, wow, are you fucking serious? I'm like, and then think to myself, why do I keep asking that? It seems like every time I ask, like, is this as weird as it's going to get? No, not even close.
Next thing we're going to know is the government's going to hire a bunch of midgets with clown makeup coming up to every single one of the people and punching them in the balls.
Done and done. Midgets, you say?
I mean, it hasn't been all bad. Like, it's been entertaining, like, in a fucked up way. But it has been entertaining as shit. I will say that.
Wait a minute. What have you been doing with your shit? Please tell.
Like, fucking, like, you guys remember the fucking the presidential debate with the fucking shut up, man.
Well, I think from our standpoint, because most, like, I worked through the pandemic, Jester, you, like, we all, like, we're staying afloat. So we weren't in that, like, disenfranchised, like, way at the bottom, like, no money, no income, no nothing or anything. Sorry. But we were also, like, making it. So we were able to, like, just step back and say, oh, this is going to get real bad real quick. Mm. So it wasn't like we were all affected by it, but we were able to like stay afloat and just like watch all that shit go down. Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, but I'm sitting at home going, yeah. What the hell are you people complaining about? I like being at home. I don't want to go out and see your stupid asses.
Right. But it was just like that. We weren't that bottom few that lost everything. Knock on wood.
Right.
In the year of the bidet.
Just remember, there's enough assholes in politics. We don't need to be assholes to each other. Drive exactly. Better, be nicer, and let's just get by, being nicer to each other.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, everybody just smoke a joint.
Pass it around.
Seriously.
Wait, like, COVID, don't pass it around.
It's like, if anybody,
contact high.
If anybody needs a joint, it's those fucking people.
Yeah.
Put a chewable gummy up your anus, Do something.
I've tried that. It works.
That'll be my running platform. A joint for every Karen.
Pot in every chicken.
Pot in every chicken.
Oh, man. I wonder who's going to be the first stoner president. That'd be the shit.
I don't know. It better be High Guy. You ever seen that meme?
Mm-hmm.
Just one click at a time.
One click at a time.
If it's High Guy, that'd be awesome. I was talking to the president of China, and I said, oh, wait, they don't have presidents.
Would he be coherent enough to realize that, though?
I don't know.
The president or whatever, the guy in charge, you know, the dude.
The boss guy, the one in charge.
What if the U.S. had a king? Oh, wait.
Could you imagine, like, I'm sure he would get votes.
Imagine if wings flew.
And then peace talks. Yo, we had to go talk to who? Okay, bring out the good shit. Roll three.
Get the hookah with the bigger. 16 tubes.
And the fucking Oval Office is just one big smoke circle.
Hey,
smoke oval.
Hey, don't touch the 15 one. Putin put that on his ass. You're going to get herpes.
Peace talks with Russia. What do you want? Here, take this. Okay.
That's with Danya, bitches.
He smokes it. Moish, moish.
Moish, moish.
And then everything's cool. Kim Jong-un.
Ill, whatever. Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Here, smoke this.
It's a hoary frog. This shit.
It's some Hindu Kush.
This better than eel. Oh, so tasty. Very good. I don't know if North Koreans talk like that.
You had some
that eel right there.
You had some extra fat politicians and fucking, you know, fucking the president kept getting them all stoned, and then fucking right after that, fucking seal the deal with beer and chicken and pizza.
Yes. I'm sure we would save the government a lot of money if they didn't fly anywhere and they were just eating takeout.
Right?
It's my time to shine.
Yeah. I'm going to polish this chicken bone off. Sir, you gave us your dissertation on the Second Amendment. Yeah, so it's got chicken wing sauce all over it.
And what we believe to be grease.
Just scratch it off.
It's still good. Just lick it, man. What the fuck?
Just make up a word. Put it there. It's fine. It'll work. Ways to get
I say we have Chong as president so that we could put who was the pussy at the time that threw him in there. Is it Trump?
Was it?
Was he in? Yeah, I think it was in prison during Trump's reign.
When did he go? Fuck. I think you might be right. I think it was. A lot of bad shit happened during the fucking
Trump.
Yeah, the Trumpador.
The Trumpador. Don't make him sound endearing.
That's what Seth MacFarlane called his haircut. He's like, what do you get that the fucking Dennis the Menace bullshit going? We'd call that a Trumpador. It was on the roast of Donald Trump.
Gotta grab him in the pussy.
And you know what? Like when they had that on streaming after he was elected, like I still have the full version because I paid for the full version. So the joke that Snoop Dogg made about, you know, maybe he will be president. It's not like it'd be the first time he pushed a black family out of their home. That got cut out. And so I was watching it like on, I think like Netflix or something. And that part got dropped. But like the one that I purchased, the uncensored one, like it still had it in there. So, but I was just like, damn, what nice. A fucking asshole. He had that shit edited.
So he was thrown in prison in 2003, Chong. And that was Bush.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, you thought Bush would be into it because, you know, well, he's Bush and weed, you know. But he wasn't.
Didn't he go back, though?
Or was it just jail? Chong?
Yeah.
No, I think that was the one where he had the bomb thing where he was selling online.
Oh, okay. So one of the other things that comes up in Carlin's comedy is like, you know, ways to save yourself time during the day, like consolidating tasks. And so
yeah,
we have a special term for that because this is rice and beans. And Big O, why don't you go ahead and tell them what that that new term is?
It's called Speedy Gonzales in your time back.
Nice. Yes, sir. And so we're talking about stuff like how to like combine and multitask. And so let me set the stage here. So everybody's got that morning routine. You wake up, you got to take a piss, you got to take a shit, and you got to take a shower, get ready to go to work. Instead of having to waffle stomp anything, extra large fucking drain in the shower. That way you can just fucking get it all done right there.
One and done.
You're washing with soap anyway, so it's just going to come out. You know, it's like some people have a bidet. They don't even use toilet paper. So there you go. It's all, and you're all in one. You're one-stop shop.
Get rid of that baby that you don't want. That pregnancy's gone.
Bye-bye.
You know, if you're a Jewish minister and you want to get better at moils, you go to the grocery store and do circumcisions on cucumbers.
It's true.
Learn how to do it faster.
Better your craft. I would agree with Jester. Like anything you can do, like shit and do something else, it's just like shit and work, shit and smoke. Like anything where you can do shit and something else is just going to speed up your day that much faster.
Hey, you know what? I get paid to take a shit every day, okay?
There you go.
Don't take that away from me.
Well,
to
multitask.
To 2 points that you brought up. One, shitting and smoking, if you can, try it. It's actually kind of cool.
It really is.
Except you can't do it with menthols, otherwise you go to jail.
Right. Unless you're already in there, then fuck it, double down. Yeah. You may as well, right? Like fucking in for a penny, in for a pound.
If you're in there, you're definitely getting a pound every time you sit on that toilet seat.
Go on.
The saying doesn't say a pound of what, you know? So the second point was, you know, like taking a shit and like brushing your teeth. Like I had a buddy that had a studio apartment. Actually, one of the guys in the house band. He used to live in Berkeley, and so he had this like tiny ass little fucking studio apartment, and the bathroom was so fucking small that you had to like go in like the door and then turn sideways so that you could close the fucking door. Like you couldn't just walk in and like close it behind you. You had to like back all the way up to like the toilet and then like move your feet out of the way and close it.
Dang.
And then you had to like kind of angle to sit down on the toilet because the sink was literally right over the top of your knees. And like fucking like
bring dishes in there with you. Just do dishes while you're taking a shit.
Right. So, you know, you very literally could have taken a shit while brushing your teeth right over the fucking middle of the sink.
Damn, why didn't they just cut out the toilet, you know, silhouette so you can open the door all the way and then have a shutter door that you could close that silhouette?
Oh, dude, it was fucking crazy. Or like put a fucking pocket door in there. Like at first, literally, I thought it was his fucking closet door. And then he was like, no, dude, I don't have a closet. That's the bathroom. I'm like, there's a fucking toilet and a sink and a shower in there. He's like, yeah. I'm all, get the fuck out of here. And so I'm trying. I go, you know what? Honestly, it was a long trip. You know, it was like fucking 5 hours, 5.5 hours. I'm going to use your restroom.
That's going to be a quick minute.
And so, yeah.
We don't shit in that bathroom. We only piss. If you have to take a shit, go to the Circle K on the corner.
He's all, if you got a shit, just do it out the window like I do. I'm like.
It's like a bird shooting shit out of its nest.
Like fucking Family Guy. A nice wash. It would be an awful shame if someone took a shit on it. So, yeah, like I got a chance to do both. Like he moved, and so he got a slightly bigger studio apartment, and like he didn't care about like fucking smoking in there. So I fucking, he's like, dude, just fucking take a smoke. He goes, I'll smoke while you're taking a shit. He's like, it's totally fucking relaxing and free. And I'm like, really? And he's all, yeah. He's like, and I don't even really smoke cigarettes. So I take him up on it and I go in there and I'm like, all right, fuck it. Let's give it a shot. And so I'm like, Yeah, fuck, he was right. I'm like, I didn't even fucking open the door or anything. I just fucking yell, like, fucking towards the door. Yo, dude, you were right. This is fucking awesome. And I just
revolutionary. Game changer.
And thanks for the pocket pussy, too. Wait, what?
I'm like, it's going to be a minute.
Give yourself a blumpkin on that toilet.
That was one of my favorite pumpkin carvings, a blumpkin on a pumpkin.
Yeah, nice. You were never invited to do the pumpkin art anymore, right?
Nope. I got one. A business card for, accidents. You got places to go. And sometimes things happen. You get into an accident. You got a business card with all your information on it, everything that they need. That way you can just bounce. You're like, I'm a busy guy. I have things to do, and I can't be stopping for every little thing. So you figure, give them what they need, and then just get the fuck out of there. If you hit somebody and they're crossing the street, they're not going to really want to talk to you. They're not going to be in a very good mood. And, again, I got things to do, places to be. Here's the information. There's other people standing around. They, I'm sure they can give an eyewitness, account of what happened. The guy that I hit, you'd probably, briefly give a description. And then, then they can tell the police. Like, they're not going to be able to tell the police anything that I won't be able to.
Exactly. It just saves time.
Who was the guy that hit you? Everyone says he was Hispanic and he smokes weed. And the cops are like, God damn it, this case is never going to get solved.
In Southern California.
He's like, that's like everybody.
Right?
He's all, they call the station a week later. Do you have any leads or any new developments? Any leads? He's a lead. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got us working in shifts. They just assigned four more detectives to the case.
Sorry about your car. What'd your insurance do? Dick. How about this one? How about a drive-through sperm bank ATM donation?
I'm down.
Call it the pump
to withdraw.
The pump and dump. Pump and
dump. Where are you going, Harvey? I'm going to make another donation. Now shut up.
At the local pump and dump. I like that.
Well, if you're going to make another donation, why don't you marry it? Yeah, well, she puts out more than you do. And she pays me.
Win, win, win.
That's right. Now with Siri voice.
Yes.
I don't know why, but that reminded me of that Gilbert Gottfried joke. A farmer walks into his bedroom, and he's carrying a sheep under his arm, and he says, "This is the pig I've been fucking." And the wife goes, "You idiot, that's a sheep." And he says, "Shut the fuck up. I was talking to the sheep."
Good times.
Man, that I don't know why, but sometimes, like, since we did this whole season of the different stand-up comics now, like, there's certain times where, like, certain things will just, like, trigger, like, one of their jokes that, we talked about on here, or that I saw, doing, research for, the episodes and stuff. So what about you guys? That ever happened to you randomly? Oh,
I'm constantly triggered.
So, yeah, when you were talking about the whole Gilbert Gottfried, the one I was thinking of, I forgot who the stand-up comedian was, but he talks about, I got home. I kicked open the door. It was a shitty day. Open up the freaking fridge, grab a beer, kick the dog, punch the wife, sit down and watch sports, and I realized, hey, this isn't my house.
Man, good times, good times. One of the things that I liked about Carlin is like he did the stand up thing, but he was also one of the people that did crossover. So he had a TV show. And he was in movies, and one of my favorite movies of all time that he was in was Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, when he was fucking hitchhiking the unwritten book of the road.
You know, hey, dead.
Oh, I love that fucking scene. Like, I was dying. Like, I was, I think I saw it in theater for sure. And I don't remember if I was like buzzed or if I had, or if I had been smoking before I went to go see it.
Probably both.
But oh man, I fucking was dying. My sides were fucking hurting and like I had cramps and I was like, oh dude, it was fucking, I was crying like when he was just like, 'cause you're doing it all wrong. And then well, like,
will they not pick you up if you don't give the head?
He's all one. He's like, well, yo, we ain't gay. Don't be so suburban. So,
yeah.
So it got us to thinking, and it's just like, you know, the unwritten book of the road, like the fucking roadhead. It's everybody knows what it is, and if you don't know, you probably shouldn't be watching the show. Put your parents' credit card back in their wallet.
So for all you little kids out there, it's putting lips on your pricks.
And I don't know, like I get, I think it gets mixed reaction when it comes to Roadhead. Some people are for it, some people are not. I don't, I'm not sure why they wouldn't be.
Because those are the type of people who go like this. They're not really putting it in their mouth and tearing up and.
You don't know me.
the lazy hand blow job. It's like I've seen fucking chicks do that. It's like they'll like, it's mostly hand. On occasion they'll put it in their mouth, but it's just mostly hand. I'm like, this is the laziest fucking blowjob ever. Stop, you know, fired. Stop looking at me, goddammit, concentrate.
It's called a job for a reason. Now get thank to God work
for tilt steering.
Yeah, and it's like, and you know what, it's okay, I get it when you know, if you're driving an automatic, there's no reason to not. But if you're not driving an automatic and it's a manual transmission, well, okay, maybe then, like,
no, you can still make it work.
Like, if you're on the freeway and you don't have to shift gears, but it, like, if you have to shift gears, you're going to be fucking nailing her in the back of the head with your fucking knee every time you have to hit the clutch. Bah, deeper.
That's why you pick your spots, like through the desert in Mojave.
Guessing.
But that's a good way. Guessing. That's also a good hint indicator for her to deep throat. Like the fuck, you got time to fucking let the clutch go, bam, deeper.
Well, that's like Victorville because you got those whoop-de-doos. I'm just guessing. Never been through that area doing anything weird like that, though.
You're also not allowed back there, so
there's something. I don't know. For that.
So, talking about Roadhead, like one time, Pepper and I are coming back from like one of those Sam's Club runs that we used to do, and so it's fucking 2 o'clock in the afternoon. This fucking couple is like. Not parked, but at the stoplight across the fucking intersection in front of us, and this chick just straight up fucking whoop.
Not even discreet about it.
No, and their windows are not tinted at all, and mind you, there's fucking cars next to them, too. And so, like, not giving a fuck, and so...
Obviously, she was.
So Pepper's like, did that chick just, like, she was talking, right? She's talking to me, and I saw it, and she saw it, and she stops mid-sentence. She's like, did she just, and I'm like, I think so. And so their light turns first, and so they pass, like, you know, down, like, my side, and I look, and yeah, sure enough, like, she's down there fucking full-on blowjob, middle of the fucking afternoon, not giving a fuck, no tinted windows. And fucking me and Pepper just started laughing. We're like, damn, the balls on this bitch.
I would classify that as a hooker event.
Yes, she's a hooker.
Hey, I don't care. You got the $50. Give me some head.
$50, that's kind of pricey. Yeah,
yeah. You know, when she's got the teeth out for meth.
Oh, that's true.
Wasn't that one of Guitar Guy's stories, like, not too long ago, was the fucking the $50 hooker?
Yeah.
Oh man.
I'm just saying, if you're gonna experience that, make sure it's a long signal light or you're on a open freeway with nothing around, nice smooth road, no swerves or curves, and that you're on cruise control. You can make it happen.
Or just make sure your windows are fucking tinted. Like, you right? know, nighttime works. Obviously nighttime works best, you know what I mean? Nighttime. But you know, if you can't wait, get some tinted windows. It works. It works really well. Limo tint those fuckers.
Or blanket. Either one.
Just roll them down when the fucking cops come.
What's that lady doing? Who said it's a lady?
Oh, man, guys. Well, we are coming up on our time for this season. It has been fucking fantastic. Having Big O, you know, join up with us was fucking was awesome, man. Like, fucking killed it this season. You know, Cookie rolled through. Guitar Guy popped in, you know, when he was not saving the world from fucking COVID.
We're already there. We're there.
Yeah. An hour went by fast. It just.
God damn it! I'm gonna miss you guys. Oh wait, season 5.
Yeah. And so, you know, we are going to, you know, take a couple of month break, get season 5 planned out, and then we'll come back with it. But in the meantime, we're not completely going away. We're still going to have random pop-up shows. We are still going to be posting content on our social media. Still taking suggestions and whatever, you know, you guys want to hear on the show in the upcoming season. So, you know, your topics or, you know, any kind of
grievances,
mail call, you know, another, you know, send in your funny reviews, send in your letters,
we'll,
you know.
Get we'll those. Send that to Cookie because he likes mail call.
Yeah.
And remember, all
what
dick pics.
What do you
pics,
call them?
And remember, all dick pics go to cookie@riceandbeanscast.com.
That's a mail plane. How could you tell? It's little balls.
Too cute. Too cute.
And so, like Big O mentioned, this having a theme for the season was, you know, was just. Was for this season, and it's, you know, we're not gonna, it's not something that we're gonna, you know, constantly do. We may have another theme season, you know, coming up, but we're gonna go ahead and you know, switch back to, you know, more of the format, the open format that we, you know, had before in the couple of the previous seasons. And then we are also going to be working with a slightly bigger team. The seasons are going to be a little shorter. We're going to cut down to 16 episodes, but rather than stretching the good shit out over 24, we're going to cut back 8. And so, you know, hopefully it's, you know, more good shit per episode was the thought process.
We're going to HBO this shit.
Yes. And we're going to wear a lot more latex and some smoking jackets and weird shit like that too.
Fancy.
And we are going to run, we are still going to run contests. And so we've got the cannabis reviews are still going to go on. We have we made some friends. And so those friends have really good shit. And so I would love to tell you about that really good shit whilst smoking it. And so we are going to have plenty of those. The whole cast is still going to be here. Jasmine is going to be back. Pepper will rotate through mostly for the cannabis reviews. Guitar Guy, once things start to reopen, is expected to come back, and he's excited. That he was sad that he missed a lot of the season, you know, just because he's, you know, works in the hospital. So. He's looking forward to coming back. You know, Cookie, I, Big O will definitely be back for sure. So, you know, sit tight, and we're going to have some season 5 episodes coming at you in the next couple of months. But until then, we've got plenty of bonus and side content there for you. So don't forget to stop checking in.
And don't forget, you know, we still have these episodes up online. So go back, rehash the past, look at all the fun that we had, and don't forget our guests and don't forget their links. Follow through. These are great people, very funny, and we're glad to have them this season.
Damn, Skippy. And we had some good ones, too.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. Like that. We are going to definitely Kimberly Amore says she wants to come back. She had a great time, so she'll be seeing her next season. The TV Nerds all had a kick-ass time again, so I'm sure you know you'll be seeing them again. You know, if they can afford the gas to get back home. we've even got a you know an author that I met on a cruise. Really fucking awesome dude. Also gonna see him. And let's see who else we
are. Hat guys, the lids, or I don't even remember who they are.
Earful. Yeah, we definitely we'll hit them up and see. We got to check back in with them. As far as I know, their business is going well, and you know they're making that money. They're on their grind, so you know, big ups to them.
Sorry, guys, I didn't remember. It's Earful.
No, it's all good. And so yeah, just we were fortunate to have a great cast and like have a lot of cool guests that came on, and so we're going to keep that going and definitely keep the party going for sure. So it's been fun, and so until next time, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke. Peace.